Well, Fabian, this is a weird day. Obviously, the team gets to gather and there's no video, there's no practice plan, there's no game on the schedule. It's the end of the 2021-2022 Vancouver Giants season. Tell me about today.
It's always like kind of empty after season, and it's not a feeling that you want to get used to, because you always want to like kind of play. But at the same time, as you said, it's been a long year, and I'm proud of the playoff run we had here, even though we have had some ups and downs during the regular season. So it definitely feels weird to not have anything on the schedule, but at the same time, it kind of feels like we can re-energize too.
Tell me about Fabian Lysell today compared to September and walking into this building the first time. I remember it well. I remember our first interview together, and we've had a dozen of them since. But tell me about you today and just sort of the changes, the transformations, and the lessons learned from this year.
It's a lot of lessons learned. Just like moving away from home, being so far away from friends and family, it's a challenge that mentally you have to like learn to control, and you have to get used to it and taking care of yourself. That's probably been my biggest challenge this year, and been able to control that. With the team, I think the Derby is a great league. I think it's definitely tougher than I expected. You know, playing on the smaller rink, playing against top junior players is always fun too. Go up against them. I had a great time for sure, and I'm thankful for the year.
Obviously, there's a lot to be excited about for you when you think about the future, and of course, you know, the Boston Bruins, maybe it's the NHL, maybe it's the AHL, who knows sort of what the future holds for you as far as next year. But just the excitement, the confidence, and sort of what the next few months are going to look like for you as you decompress, but also no doubt train your butt off getting ready for the next chapter.
Yeah, no, it's definitely challenging. I think I'm going to take some time here just to kind of let this year sink in. As we talked about, it's been a lot. So, but after that, I'm going to start talking to them, and we're probably going to set up a plan here. I think I kind of know now, being here and playing on the smaller rink, I kind of like know like where my game needs to develop and where I need to get even more adjusted and all that stuff to get better and take my next step in my career. But after a bit of time off here, I'm gonna start working. I'm gonna work pretty hard this summer.
I don't doubt it. Two more for you, Fabian. Can you tell me about the future of the Vancouver Giants, the young guys coming up? You think of Mazden Leslie, you think of Colton Roberts, Jaden Lipinski, and on and on and on. Ty Haliburda, Ethan Semenuk. The future of the Vancouver Giants and where you see this team heading in the seasons to come.
I think it's pretty open. I think a lot of those guys have a lot of potential, and I think we could kind of see that like at the end of the year here, that a lot of the younger guys kind of stepped up and start playing good hockey each night. So if they just like keep that confidence going and, you know, start working out a lot, especially this summer, I think a lot's gonna happen. Even next year. So I think the Giants have a lot to be excited for sure.
What do you want to say to the fans, the supporters, and the community of the Vancouver Giants?
I just want to thank the entire organization and the entire Vancouver for especially the great support during the playoffs with the crowd and all the support we got there, and you guys with the organization that's been there supporting and always been happy all the time, even though if it's a rainy day in October or whatever. So, no, it's I've had a great time, and I really do appreciate that.